It is a Ben Fred Friday on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. 14 brands, 10 locations, thinkfuse.com. And this is presented by our good friends at Henderson and Watercutty. See their great services online, stlcriminaldefense.com, the sponsor of our Ben Fred Fridays. Ben, good morning to you. I never, ever, in my wildest imagination, thought we'd have a day that did not have sports, but that's what we have this morning. Just your thoughts on what's happening in the sports world generally, and then we'll get into what happened down here in Florida.
Yeah, Dan, happy Friday the 13th. Kind of fitting, right?
Yeah.
Surreal, man. I've never seen anything like it. You know, it's unprecedented what we're covering here. And, you know, the game, the Great League game yesterday was strange. And then, you know, you're just seeing these past couple of days where you just kind of are, you know, watching Twitter while you're trying to do your job. And it's like the sports world is just coming to a screeching halt for good reason. I mean, look, this is a topic, you know, this coronavirus, this thing, it's something that, you know, it wasn't that long ago where I would, you know, crack a joke about it or, you know, send a funny meme to friends about it. But the more you read about it, the more you learn about it, the more it spreads, the more you realize, okay, you know, this thing's serious. And one of the things that really helps move it along and helps it grow are these crowds that, you know, sports generate. And I think that was the point when I said, okay, you know, I need to actually figure out more about this a little bit, was obviously the conversation earlier about the MLB's decision to ban the media from the clubhouse. And I saw a lot of reaction to that across our sport, you know, that was frustrated, that people saying, hey, this isn't fair. And anytime that happens, I think it's journalists' job to stick up for access. But I did say, hey, I need to, you know, we need to be clear thinking about this. If this to some way helps, you know, stop this thing, then we should all be on the same team, kind of in cooperation with trying to limit the spread of this. My question then was, I don't exactly know how that's going to help. Not that we're not willing to do it, but I don't know how just that's going to help, how that measure is going to be any different, because the problem was going to be the crowds, and they were still having players sign autographs from time to time. They were still, you know, bringing lots of fans on stadium tours. I mean, we were at JetBlue Park the first day, and there were fans going through the dugout of the Red Sox, touching the railing, sitting on seats, and that's how this thing spreads. It's on surfaces. It's on things that we touch. It's on, you know, close proximity from people in the stands, and it kind of just felt like it was a more of a hollow gesture. And I wondered that day, and I wrote it, like, I don't know if we should be playing these games. And then of course, you know, what happened from there, it's been rapid. It seemed to me like the thing that changed it, obviously, was Rudy Gobert. You know, players have realized at that moment that their money and their fitness level, it won't help them in this. And this thing doesn't care whether you're 90 or 19. It doesn't care whether you got a six pack or whether you're a bigger person. It doesn't care. Now, your ability to fight it off, you know, depends on your age, your immune system, a lot of factors. None of the players feel at risk, you know, to really having severe problems if they were to get it. But they are starting to think about, hey, we know people, we love people who might not have a good time fighting this thing off. You know, grandparents or family or friends who have diabetes, things of that nature. And that to me was when it sunk in. And talking to guys yesterday, they seem to understand, hey, this is bigger than us, and we all as humans in America have to try to do what we can to stop this. And that's why they were so confused that they played that game yesterday, and I don't blame them. I did not understand, Dan, why baseball put six Grapefruit League games in motion on a day they knew they were going to bring spring training to a halt. More than 36,000 people gathered for those games in Florida. And everybody knew that it was going to come crashing down at that point. And why they did it, I don't know. And I don't think baseball has a good answer for it.
Yeah, and this was after the governor talked about not yes. having gatherings of more than 250 people. So it was a curious decision, to say the least. What was the reaction of the Cardinals to all this and what's happening right now?
Yeah, well, we talked to Mo after the game, and I think we're going to talk to him more today. He's been, you know, helpful in explaining what's going on, but he's also, you know, saying, look, there's some of these things that are still in motion. And I've said this to it's not specifically a comment about Mo, but just a comment about covering sports in general. Usually, you know, when someone tells you, hey, we don't know yet, or hey, we don't know in sports, it's a code for, hey, we don't want to tell you.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But this is a unique time where, I believe it, because this is happening so fast. I mean, this is moving rapidly, and something that, you know, I was talking to Gersh a couple of days ago, and I said, hey, has anything changed? And he goes, not at this moment, but he goes, if I tell you that and you write it, then by the time it prints, something could have changed, and we all look like we got everything wrong. And I said, you're right. You know, so it's so fluid that I do think, you know, you've got to just continue to check in and see what's going on. So what we know right now as of Friday morning, and Mo, I think, will talk to us more today once he has a better grip on things and how they look moving forward. The Cardinals have a mandatory meeting this morning, and they're going to kind of sort out some of this. They're going to leave camp open, to my understanding, for guys who want to stick around. I don't think they know quite yet if it can be mandatory attendance or if it's just they hope guys stay. I think some of that's going to have to figure out what they can do with the union over, like, they got to figure out if guys are going to get paid or how they're going to get paid. That, you know, those things, those conversations have to happen. And there's not really a recent example of how that works. So they're going to have to figure that out. And then I think that they will, the process then becomes, hey, how do you weather this the best? And I had a good talk with Mike Schilt yesterday. I said, hey, you guys prepare for all these things. I mean, what do you do with the baseball if it's hit here with this many outs and this many men on? And what do you do with the plate if you come up to the plate in this situation the score is this? I said, you guys practice all this stuff, and it may never happen in a game, but you want to be ready. I said, you can't practice for this, and here it is. And I asked him, I said, does this kind of in some ways become a competition? Because teams that figure out how to weather this the best and come out of it in the best way they can, whether it's health, whether it's ability to hit the ground running, you know, all these things. I said, is that become kind of a competition? And he said, you're absolutely right. And this is a guy, Dan, who has, I don't know how many major league managers have scheduled, you know, from the ground up a spring training, but Mike Schill has, and he has built it from, you know, there have been years where that's been his job, is to run spring training before he was the Cardinals manager. So I think he is confident and secure in his ability to say, hey, we think the season is going to start here. Let's plan backwards accordingly and try to, you know, make sure that we're firing on all cylinders by the time those games begin to count. So I think they're in good hands there, and I think that will be a big part of what determines which team is ready to go. The one thing I don't know is if that 2 weeks is going to be what really happens. I mean, Governor Pritzker in Illinois has said he's told the teams in his state to not play games in front of crowds until May. You know, the cases of coronavirus are continuing to climb. The death toll is continuing to climb. I don't know, you know, if that, it just seems like that's an optimistic number, that 2 week pushback, but we won't know obviously until we get a little bit closer to it, because it's changing so fast.
It really is. I'm fascinated too with the amount of people in the camp now. You know, the Cardinals have their minor leaguers here. What happens with that? Their staff? Do some of the players, you know, want to go home and see loved ones that aren't down here in Florida? I guess all those need to be answered today, and that'll be answered across baseball too.
Yeah, I think immediately they'll say, hey guys, we don't want anybody traveling until they can kind of get their arms around this a little bit. But hey, if it's not a mandatory camp, fan, then they can't say you have to stay. The other thing to mention here too, and right now it seems like everybody's getting along, but hey, something to mention is that there's not the best relationship right now between players and owners and teams due to some of the work stoppage discussions, due to some of the, you know, the things that you and I have talked about, you know, potential CBA negotiations. And, you know, this is something that could factor in, you know, a little bit, some of this stress that's building between both sides. It could factor in a little bit in this conversation in terms of what teams want, what the players want. And also, guys, you know, a lot of the baseball players in the United States playing Major League Baseball are not permanent, you know, permanently living in the United States. What if a guy wants to go home? What if a guy wants to go to the Dominican Republic? You know, are they going to stop him? How? You know, these are all serious things that they don't have answers for right now that they're going to have to try to figure out.
I'm curious, from your perspective, have you thought about, with no sports, what do you write about?
Well, it's not going to be something we have to worry about anytime soon.
Because I understand we'll be that, covering, but I'm just, yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, immediately you become, you know, you cover what exactly is going on with these teams. How do they handle it? And then I think once you get through that, then it's okay. You know, what do we have? What do we have in the bag? What do we look forward to? I mean, the one thing, and this is something where the games will stop, but in some ways the news is even more important. You know, look, Dan, they're going to be, I don't want to sound like an alarmist, but there's probably going to be players that we cover, whether it's the Cardinals or Blues or colleges that are diagnosed with this. You know, that's a story. You know, how teams prepare to deal with this is a story. There's a lot of sports writing. There's a lot of sports journalism that has nothing to do with the games. And some of it's the most important kind. So, you know, right now it's, you know, it's going to be a lot of coverage related to the pandemic. And I understand some people might say, hey, we want to read about something other than that. And there will be that too. But right now it's news. It's important news. It's national news, and it just has a sports element to it.
Henderson and Watercutty, a proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, a full-service criminal defense firm dedicated to helping individuals fight criminal charges in Missouri and Illinois. State, federal, municipal courts, think Henderson, Watercutty. Protecting your rights, defending your freedom. Number to call, 314-645-4400. 314-645-4400. Visit their website, stlcriminaldefense.com.
When you saw what happened with the NBA a couple of nights ago, what did you think was going to happen? What was your just immediate response, and then thinking about maybe the trickle-down effect of that?
Once the NBA suspended, I figured everybody else would follow in line. Now, they were in a different spot, you know, because they had a player that had tested positive now too, if not more, since I woke up this morning. I figured it was just a matter of time. And I am severely disappointed in baseball that it didn't do it faster, because it was hand-wringing over exhibition games while other teams were canceling and postponing the biggest games of their season, including college basketball tournaments. And I feel terribly for the players who didn't get a chance to play in those tournaments, especially the seniors, but it was the right call. And baseball, I thought, could have been a leader and instead drug its feet in something that we all knew was coming.
Yeah, I'm extremely disappointed that SLU, I think, could have made a run in the A-10 tournament. And to your point, when you have seniors that have given themselves the last 4 years to a college or a university and had a chance to go to the NCAA tournament, that's tough to watch. And some of those kids really took it hard, and you can understand why.
Totally. And I feel awful for those guys. They had battled so hard to put themselves in a great position for the A-10 tournament. I think they were going to get another shot at Dayton. And you and I have talked about this a lot. Three chances. It's hard to beat a team three times in a row. I like their chance against Dayton in that rematch. The silver lining there, I think, is most of those guys are going to be back. And Tay Weaver is the only guy who should depart from that team, and they'll be even more hungry to make up for their shot there. So that becomes motivation. But you're right, my heart breaks for those guys and every senior on every team to not get that chance. It's a bummer, and I hope. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that there's a way to redo them, or I don't think that's going to be possible. It doesn't sound like. But hopefully and again, hopefully the NCAA is proactive here. I know that's always a risk, hoping for the NCAA does something good, but I hope that they will consider giving these seniors, these people who didn't get a chance to play, some sort of, you know, eligibility option. Maybe they can't do it for guys who were seniors and played their whole season, but guys who are getting their seasons canceled. I mean, some of the Ivy League schools have already shut down seasons. I mean, it would be great to see maybe another year of eligibility for anybody who wanted it. Why not?
Yeah.
They got robbed of their most important part of their season, and not everybody will take it. If a guy is declaring to go to the NBA and he's going to get paid, he won't come back. If a guy is determined to graduate and didn't like his amount of playing time, and he wants to move on with his career, then he won't take advantage of it. I would also throw in a rule where it's not, you can't use it at another school. You know, you can't use it as a loophole to go be a grad transfer. That's not the intent of, that would not be the intent of the exception. But what if Mark Emmert said, our college basketball tournament is the biggest thing that we do, and guys grow up hoping to play in it. We had to cancel it because we were trying to help stop a pandemic. We want to reward those guys and give them another opportunity. Any player that was a senior, any player that was in his final year of eligibility is going to get an opportunity to return to that team and be eligible next season. Who's going to disagree with that? I wouldn't. I don't think anybody who is, you know, cares about college sports would. I think it would be a really cool gesture, and I think it would be well received.
Henderson and Watercutty, a proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, a full-service criminal defense firm dedicated to helping individuals fight criminal charges in Missouri and Illinois. State, federal, municipal courts, think Henderson, Watercutty. Protecting your rights, defending your freedom. Number to call, 314-645-4400. 314-645-4400. Visit their website, stlcriminaldefense.com.
Finally, what are you going to miss the most? NCAA tournament, the Blues run here to seeing maybe Tarasenko come back, opening day for baseball. I was looking forward to the Battle Hawks against the LA team.
I know, man. I'm bummed for them, too. We should mention that. I feel crappy for Kurt Hunziker, who worked his tail off to get to that LA game, and it was going to be a blowout. I think they were going to sell the whole thing out. It would have been awesome. And they're just going to shut down the season,
right?
You know, credit to them for paying everybody. I mean, they're doing it on the up and up, and they're determined that they'll be back bigger and stronger. But man, there was such momentum there that I'm bummed out, because a lot of people had worked really hard on that game. So I am bummed about that. I love March Madness. So all of it, can I answer all of the above?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, the good news, if there is some, is that some guys are going to benefit from this, Dan. Vladimir Tarasenko will benefit from this. That's a little extra time where he's going to have to heal, where games aren't being played. That every day helps him. And I think that's a story there. I mean, you got a guy coming back who's going to have that much more time to get ready.
Well, you got Andrew Miller, you got Miles Michaelis here.
Yes. I mean,
as it pertains to sports,
those guys are saying, hey, this isn't so bad. Andrew Miller said, I'll be throwing, he goes, if they tell us we can't come here, I'll be throwing bullpens in my backyard. And, you know, so there are some guys, there are some dudes who will benefit from this. So that maybe could be a positive.
All right, Ben, thanks. We'll catch you up next Friday. I appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about next Friday too. Thanks so much.
Well, actually nothing probably. So, we'll just have to, I don't know, we'll have to start talking about the horse races or something.
Well, I'd like that.
I don't think horses can get coronavirus.
I don't know, but I'll find out, and we'll talk about it.
All right, brother, you're the best.
Thanks.
Henderson and Watercutty, a proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, a full-service criminal defense firm dedicated to helping individuals fight criminal charges in Missouri and Illinois. State, federal, municipal courts, think Henderson, Watercutty. Protecting your rights, defending your freedom. Number to call, 314-645-4400. 314-645-4400. Visit their website, stlcriminaldefense.com.